Welcome everybody. It's good to see you here. Welcome everybody. It's good to see you here. Welcome everybody. It's good to see you here, gathered in this place, and you gather people in. Okay? So, very simple tune that goes with it. So it's welcome everybody, it's good to see you here. Welcome everybody, it's good to see you here. Welcome everybody, it's good to see you here. Gathering in this place. Try again. Welcome everybody, it's good to see you here. Welcome everybody, it's good to see you here. It's good to see you here, gathering in this place. So welcome everybody. Now David's going to lead us in one more song. Went on his journey to Jerusalem, and we've all learned a little bit of background, and tonight we're just going to look a little bit more at three of those groups before we get onto the crowds and Passion Sunday next Sunday. And so we're going to be doing a little bit of drama, and Virginia is going to do some storytelling. So just before I tell you what, I'll say grace, and then you come up and do a little bit of introduction, and then we'll get food. So let's just say thank you for the food before Virginia comes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for today and all the things we've been able to do in it. And we thank you now that we can come together with your people. And we thank you for the food that's been provided and for the people that have prepared it. And we ask you to bless it to our bodies and to give us a good time of fellowship and fun and time to listen to your word. Amen. Right, Virginia, do you want to introduce it?
The mind of what it's like to be in Jerusalem. what it's like to be in the presentation and the preparation for the great Jewish festival of the Haggadah, and what it means like to be in such a setting, and what it means like for lots of people that are coming into Jerusalem at that time. And we must remember that Jesus was also coming into Jerusalem at the time to celebrate the Haggadah. So let us first of all cast our minds back and try to imagine the house of Shulamit ben Simon. Now Shulamit was a Jewish woman who was living right in the center of Jerusalem. And she was pretty well off. Her husband was a rich merchant. So she had a big house, she had servants, she had everything that she needed. But this particular day, 3 days before the Haggadah, Shulamit's house was in absolute disarray. And you know what? Because she was preparing for the Haggadah. And she wasn't ready. She had woken up everybody in the household at 3 o'clock in the morning. And everybody was cleaning. They were scouring. They were with the mops and the pans, and they were cleaning everything. Because not a single bit of leavened bread can be left on a Jewish household before the Haggadah. So they were looking for little, the tiniest bits of crumbs. Everything had to be cleaned off of leavened bread. And Shulamit was making lists in her head. Have I bought everything that is needed? Do I have everything that is necessary? And as she was thinking about everything, she thought, the wine. I've forgotten the wine. Now, she had enough wine in her caves, in her cupboards, for her direct household. But it wasn't just her direct household that was coming for the Haggadah. She had to have 4 glasses of wine for every adult male in the meal, plus all of the workers that were coming in from the market, from the shop, that her husband owned. And she realized that she didn't have enough wine for that. And it was not to be said that a proper Haggadah was not to be celebrated at the Ben Shulamit's house. So she had to go off to the market and go and find some wine. So she put her cloak on, she got her money, a purse of gold, and she went off to the market. When she hit the market was absolutely chock-a-block with people. There were traders from all corners of the world selling their wares, shouting this, shouting that, bitter herbs for sale, wonderful spices for the cooking. Everything was there. And as she was making her way, trying to find the special wine merchant that she needed, she began to notice there was something going on in the crowd. Little pockets of people speaking. A little bit of unease. She wasn't quite sure what it was. But as she stood, finally waiting for her turn to be served at the wine merchant's, she began to listen more attentively. And there were 2 guys behind her. And they were saying, have you heard about this new preacher? This guy, Yeshua, from Galilee. I hear that he's been doing some absolutely marvelous things. And they say that he might even come here to Jerusalem and speak to the crowds at the time of the Haggadah. And Shulamit thought, my son Samuel, he's coming in on a caravan of trade merchants, and he's coming in from Galilee. He might have even heard this Yeshua speak. I must ask him when he comes. So finally her turn came. She got her wine sorted out. And as she was coming back to her house, happy that everything finally was sorted out, who do you think she bumped into? Marian, the biggest gossip of all. Now, Marian, she was the wife of the scribe of the temple. And she knew everything that was happening in the temple. And sure enough, Marian, in no time at all, told her, you know what? The temple is in absolute disarray. Most of the religious leaders, the Pharisees, they're up in arms. They invited Yeshua for dinner. And they started discussing some stuff. And they disagreed about the interpretation. And some of them think that this Yeshua is real trouble. And mark my words, Shulamit, if he comes to celebrate the Haggadah 3 days from now, right here in Jerusalem, there's going to be trouble. Shulamit just took the whole thing in. She said, you know, I've got my wine, I've got my stuff ready, I'm going to make sure that my house is in order. And she got back. But as she was making sure that everything was ready, and she finally sat down to have a well-deserved drink of water, she thought the last thing that Marian had told her was that this Jesus guy, he had even started discussing scripture with women and men together, not even in the temple. Now, can you imagine that? What's more revolutionary than that? Now, what's the end of the world going to come through? Men and women discussing scripture together, not in the temple. Humbug. That is the end of the story. Now, the idea is that we have something to eat, and then I've prepared some little sheets of paper with little passages from the Bible that talk a bit about the Pharisees, talk about a bit about women that followed Jesus, and talk a bit about the disciples. And then you're going to read these passages, and there's some questions, and then you're going to work out your own stories about what it would be like to be a Pharisee at the time of Jesus, what it would be like to be a woman at the time of Jesus, what it would be like to be one of the disciples. And we're going to work in groups. I'm going to help you out, and hopefully we'll prepare a little skit, three little skits, a skit for the Pharisees, a skit for the women, and a skit for the disciples, and then we'll all play it back together here. Okay? Okay, let's go and have some food now.
Okay, we have the Pharisees to do, and we're just going to, each one of us, Jesus has just left, and we're just going to give a sentence about what our reaction was to what Jesus had had said.
We've just had dinner with Jesus,
and he's told us all these sort of things about what we're really like, and each one of us has had a different reaction to that.
I can tell you this, I'm absolutely seething. That a numpstart from out the countryside can come here and tell me what he's going to do. Insults us, he talks about, woe, you hypocrite. Me, I'm next to God, how can he possibly say woe unto you hypocrites? It's absolute sheer nonsense. We should take this man and set him off somewhere else.
How do you follow that? Well, we had a nice dinner, and it was lovely to hear him. But our state here is going to be different. We've got to listen to him and please him and our own people. So I really don't know what we're going to do. We're in a quandary.
I was surprised because he didn't even wash his hands before the meal.
And I felt really insulted. We had put on this lovely meal for him, and then he just came in and he just said all these rude things to us. And who does he think he is? We could be losing our authority here. And we're really frightened about that. We really think that there's problems ahead if we let this guy carry on the way he's going.
Who's our next group? Should we try the group of women? Women and slaves. The ones that have nothing.
You need it because otherwise they don't.
we, believe it or not, are an ad hoc group of women. Is this on? Yes, it is. We are a group of women. Can you hear now? We are now a group of women. Start.
I'm not a woman. I'll just start. I'm a messenger, if you like. So I'll start over here. I think it's this guy Jesus coming. I think he sounds like he's quite an important guy and could be quite interesting, but I don't really know very much about him. But what do you think?
Oh, that's exciting! I'd really like to speak to him. Do you think he'd speak to me?
I don't think he'd speak to you. He's a very important man. He doesn't have time for things like that.
I don't know. I've seen him speak to some women before, you know. So he might speak, but it'd be a bit weird, wouldn't it? I mean, it's not like the kind of done thing to speak to women, is it, really? So, what do you think?
You never know.
I hear that some of his disciples are women. Do you believe that some of his disciples are women? They keep wandering around after him, following. It's not just men; it's women follow him as well.
I don't know, it just sounds like there's so much to get ready and things to do and, I just don't know if I've got time.
Female disciple? That's a bit weird, isn't it? That is a bit weird. Yeah, I don't know what I feel about that. I think that's going a bit far. Yeah, a bit weird.
Oh, everything. I'm not sure what I'd want to talk to him about. It would be such a great opportunity, but I just really, really hope he'll speak to me.
we're a group of disciples, and we're just having a conversation about the way Jesus spoke to Peter. Did you hear that Jesus had a right go at Peter just a moment ago there? Did you ever hear that?
Did he? What did he say?
He actually told him he was like the devil. He said, you know, get on your bike, you're talking like the devil.
Peter, what did you think, Peter?
Did anybody else hear what Peter actually told? What did Peter say to Jesus that made him say that?
He just told him to keep out of trouble, I think.
I think that's right. I think he was trying to tell him, you better watch yourself, because if you go up to Jerusalem and carry on the way you're doing, you're going to end up in big trouble because the Pharisees and everyone's out to get you. I think that's what it was all about.
Quite ironic. I'm always telling Peter to keep out of trouble.
So I mean, I just think it's Jesus really does need to be careful, because if he doesn't watch out, he will end up. I mean, he's always predicting his death, but he's actually almost as though he's forcing it upon himself. He's putting himself in the position where he's going to get crucified if he doesn't watch out.
Then where will we be?
Exactly. And if he starts talking to all these women as he's done, you know what will happen? We'll be out of a job, the way that the people in 2,000 years from now, you know, and have been made out a job because of all the women taking the students' jobs and everything like that. You know, no place for we women at all. So we men, so we need to watch ourselves. The women will take over.
Thank you very much. That was great. And I hope it helped you to think a bit into the different groups that Jesus came across, and really how radical what he was saying was, and how it upset people, how people had different ideas of what Jesus was really about. And even his closest disciples struggled to understand what he was really doing and what he was really looking for. So thank you very much for engaging with that. I hope you enjoyed it. David, can we... just close with one or two songs? I think, have you got two? Just one. Just one. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming tonight and being part of this, and for everybody who's been involved in any way, tech and providing food and storytelling and being here and music. That's been great. Should we just stand and say the grace together? Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Spirit be with us all, now and more. Amen.
We are running Sanctuary First, and it's at 7:30, and you're very welcome to come. And if you could get the news out about Sanctuary First on Friday night at 7:30, followed by, there is a 24-hour prayer vigil going on, which is tied up with a try praying across the Lothians, and there are other churches involved in this, and we're having a 24-hour prayer vigil on Friday night. So if people want to come and be part of that, they're very welcome. But it will start off with the Sanctuary First being on as well, and then if we're hoping some of the young people that are part of the youth club will come in and be part of Sanctuary First this particular week. So keep that in mind, put the word out, and it'd be great to see you if you're free on Friday evening at 7:30 for Sanctuary First. And then keep in mind the prayer vigil that's starting as well. Mike's been going to be running it for 24 hours. Okay, thank you.